Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain trade was lower in all three grain contracts with the big USDA report here at midday. Corn closed down a penny in the December at 382 and a half. March down a penny and a half, 393 and three quarters. And then beans sold off significantly down 16 to 17 cents and about 5 cents off their high, with January beans down 17 at 1032 and a quarter. Wheat futures also weaker here, down 3 to 5 cents in Kansas City. July at 625 and a quarter, down 5 cents. And that's, of course, next year's wheat crop or the one that's in the ground right now. And then Chicago wheat, also lower on the day, down about 4 cents. We had an ethanol production report this morning at 9:30. Ethanol production continues to climb at 6.916 million barrels. Stocks also climbed for the week, and the profit margins stayed relatively high, just under $2 a bushel for Iowa prices. So with the fact that oil has sold off nearly $40, we're actually a little bit more than $40, hasn't really affected the profitability of ethanol, and so it looks like for the time being, ethanol demand will stay intact. Other than that, we had the big USDA report, which we will talk about next.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The USDA December 10th report this morning. Ending stocks were 654 million bushels for wheat, exactly as expected. Corn was a little bit lower than expected, just under 2 billion at 1.998. The average guess was 2.027. So actually a bullish ending stocks number here in the U.S. Soybeans also bullish at 410 million bushels. We were expecting 427 million bushels. Now on the world level, we were bearish on wheat, 194.9 million metric tons for the world ending stocks. Corn a little bit bearish as well, about a million metric tons higher than expected at 192.2. And then for soybeans, a little bit higher than expected, but not much, 89.87 million metric tons, just slightly higher than the average guess. Now for crop production in South America, in Argentina, we had a corn number slightly lower than the average guess, 22 million metric tons. Soybean also a little bit lower, and wheat a little bit bigger. And then Brazil corn crop, 75 million metric tons, 1 million metric ton higher than the average guess. Soybeans about 600,000 metric tons bigger. And then wheat was neutral with last month, about the same as last month. Overall, it was, in my opinion, a neutral report.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's numbers, February live cattle 20 lower at 162.85, April up 30 at 162.90. January feeder cattle down 117 at 231.60, March down 10 at 227.25. February lean hogs 5 lower at 84.55, and April up 12 at 86.35. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat down 4.5 at 617.5, May down 5.5 at 621.5. March Chicago wheat 4 lower at 581.75, May down 4.5 at 585. March corn down 1.5 at 393.75, May down 1.5 at 402.25. January soybeans down 17.25 at 1032. March 17 lower at 1038.5. March cotton 31 lower at 59.57. May down 45 at 60.18. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.